This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Sponsored by Inc. Realty. When it's time for your next move, choose Guaranteed.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. Gosh, what a gorgeous Saturday it is.
I want to go out and play. Let's do it outside. Can we do this outside?
I wish we could. The cord's not long
yeah,
enough.
Yeah.
Darn that cord. That's the voice of Dr. Joe Esposito that you hear here on WSB. And he's written a new book called Prescription for Extreme Health. Now, earlier in the show, Joe, I don't know if you heard that I had a chef on talking about pork belly tacos. I had a mixologist on talking about scotch. And now I have you. I kind of joked that maybe at the end of the show, to make my life a little healthier, I should just eat your book.
Well, the book is probably a little healthier than some of the things you just mentioned. Yeah. So.
Okay. What are the biggest things we can garner from your book, Prescription for Extreme Health, that are going to get us there the easiest way? I'm all about the easiest way.
Yes, that is Belinda's style. Yes. How can I get there quick and easy?
Yeah.
So, well, the reason I wrote the book was I had my first book called Eating Right for the Health of It. And that kind of told you how to change your diet, what to do if you're going to a party, if you have raising kids, if you're, you know, just living fast food. And then the second half of that book had a lot of recipes in it. This book is really a step-by-step guide to obtain and maintain good health. It talks about your nervous system, your digestive system, nutrition. We talk about, there's a special chapter there just for athletes. We talk about water. We talk about a lot of things. When you read it, every page, the reason I wrote it was every page you're going to walk away going, oh, that's a fun fact.
Well, I like it because it's cut up into small little chapters that you've done that really you can go to, oh, okay, here's alcohol. Let's see what Dr. Joe says about alcohol.
Right.
It says, if man didn't make it, don't eat it.
Yes. And who said that?
Jack LaLanne.
There you go. Jack LaLanne, who lived to 94 years old. Big advocate of chiropractic, by the way.
He was the big juicer man,
he was
right?
The juicer man. I remember being a kid and doing Jack LaLanne exercises with my grandmother in the apartment in Hoboken, New Jersey, and standing there with the chair and doing exercises. But now, a big advocate of eating right, big advocate of chiropractic, and really just a great guy. And when he was in his 80s or something, he swam across the English Channel pulling a boat or something. Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
But you have your seven dangers or poisons that you say, okay, let's go through alcohol, meat, dairy, sugar, coffee, soda, artificial sweeteners.
Yes, that's everybody's whole diet.
That's
right? Yes.
Pretty much what I've consumed in the last hour and a half.
Well, that's why I'm here, to save
well,
you.
Well, except the alcohol.
Okay. Although I've been on your show before when you've had wine tastings in here, and I got drunk from a contact high just inhaling the booze in the air. So.
Yeah, but today we're alcohol free.
Good.
Okay, so you're saying these are the seven
deadly
no-nos.
Sins of nutrition, right? Seven okay. deadly sins of nutrition: alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener.
Okay, but I'm looking here. Why? I can understand artificial sweeteners. I can understand soda. Why dairy?
Well, dairy, if you...
God made it. Jack LaLanne should like it.
That's Jack LaLanne. He should have. The dairy, especially today, the dairy we're drinking today is not the same dairy that I drank as a kid or you drank as a kid. You're substantially younger than me. Much younger than me.
Very.
But right around the 1980s, we started using steroids, chemicals, hormones, antibiotics, pesticides, herbicides, tranquilizers, genetically modified foods in our food supply. And if you remember, I don't know if you remember, but you grew up on a farm, right?
Not totally.
Okay.
Just, you know, an outhouse or two. But, okay. You know.
But milk used to have flavor. Remember that? And cream on the top. And if the cows ate onions, it tasted like onions. And if they ate clover, it tasted like clover.
Right.
And now the cows are being fed things like soybeans and corn, not their natural food. And soybean and corn are very high in omega-6 fatty acids. And omega-6 fatty acids, when they get into the body, cause inflammation. And then the dairy products are pasteurized and homogenized for good and bad. There's good and bad points to that. But it's not the same milk that your grandmother drank.
Okay, what about, everybody raves about how the health benefits of Greek yogurt. It's high in protein. It's low in fat. Calcium. Is that a no-no for you?
It's a no-no, too. And the reason is, number one, because of the chemicals we're feeding the cows. And number two is they talk about the probiotics in yogurt. And probiotics, I have a whole chapter in there on probiotics and how important they are. Because we are mostly bacteria. We have a little bit of human DNA.
I feel it.
Yeah. And that's good bacteria. We need good bacteria. But the problem is that they make the yogurt and then they pasteurize it. So even though it says made with, you know, good bacteria, right, probiotics, once it's pasteurized, most of those bacteria are dead.
Okay.
So if you're going to eat yogurt, you really want to make it yourself and not pasteurize it. Because once you pasteurize, you destroy a lot of nutrients.
And nobody's going to make their own yogurt.
I know that. That's why I don't eat it. It's too much work.
Okay. So, okay, you mentioned probiotics.
Yes.
Let's move on to that. There are aisles full of probiotics.
Yes.
And they're all different.
Yes. There's about 100 different types of bacteria in your colon right now. And they're the reason you're alive. So when you eat something, whatever you ate today, look at DeMarco over there. He's very, very interested, DeMarco. He's listening.
He's a sponge. He's always listening.
He was mad at me. I didn't give him a copy of my book until today. He was very upset with me.
I would be.
He's holding it right now. There you go. So, so your body is made up of these bacteria. And the bacteria make up a good portion of your immune system. So if we're eating things that are loaded with antibiotics, like a lot of commercial meats and dairy products, we're killing off very slowly the bacteria in our body, and then the bad bacteria can take over, and things like yeast can take over. I have a whole chapter on yeast in there. A lot of people have yeast infections, how to get rid of the yeast infections. So it's really important you understand that you got to take care of this body of yours. So the food you ate today, whatever it was, those seven deadly sins, minus alcohol.
Right.
You eat it, your acid in your stomach breaks it down, it goes into the small intestine, and then the bacteria actually eat it, real simply put, and they spit out what they don't like. And that's what you absorb. As you kill off the bacteria, you're not absorbing your nutrients as much.
So I'm only getting what the bacteria doesn't want?
Pretty much. And if you kill off the bacteria, that's not a good thing to do.
Okay. So, but the probiotics are so varied. How do you know which one?
Well, that's a great point, because you want to make sure you're getting a quality one. You got to make sure that it says it might be made with several billion different strains of bacteria. But by the time you take it, are they still alive?
And there are some I've had that you have to refrigerate, and that was a big old pain.
That's a pain in the fanny. I have two products that I make called Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. In fact, Robin, the our news person today, she was telling me that when she travels, she takes it with her all the time, and her friends take them with it all the time, because the Super Greens and the Essential Source are just like the ultimate supplements. And I put prebiotics, which are feed the bacteria.
Now, you have powders.
They're powders, yes.
Okay, to make it into smoothies or drinks, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And they are just, I live on these things. It's like the greatest thing in the world.
But do they taste good?
They taste fine, yes. I mix the
Super Greens. Honestly.
They really do, right? Where's Ahmad? Is he still here? Ahmad, you have it? There you go. Ahmad?
I'm here.
Okay. You've had the Super Greens, the Essential Source, right?
I have.
And you like them, right?
I do.
There you go.
Yeah, he's an athlete. He would drink any of those nasty power shakes.
All for the cause.
See, it's for the cause. Okay. Maybe I have them. I just haven't tried them yet.
That's why he's so young and good looking. See, that's the secret.
That's why it's working for him.
That's a secret right
there. As he drinks the soda.
Yeah, okay. Ahmad, are you drinking soda in there?
Coffee.
Oh,
I know, but it has stevia in it.
All right, that's a step in the right direction. No sugar, at least.
Is stevia on the good list?
Stevia's on the good list.
Okay. All right.
I mean, as a chiropractor, you know, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. So patients literally come from all over the world. In fact, I wrote a letter yesterday for somebody from Romania to come to us, if they can get through customs or whatever it is, to come see us as a patient. Because my shows are heard all over the world. And as a chiropractor, I want to get your nervous system working. I want to get your digestive system working. And I want to get you on good nutrition. And the Super Greens and Essential Source are really the simplest, easiest, quickest way to take the first step to get well.
Okay, so can we drink that in the morning and consider that breakfast?
Absolutely, I do.
And when do you start getting hungry?
Right around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And then I'll have a snack of nuts or, you know, sometimes I'll have a salad, but I try to eat well all day, every day. And it makes such a difference. If do it for one day. You know, I tell people at least do Super Greens and Essential Source. If you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, something's wrong with your nervous system, get that fixed. If you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating, the stomach is probably pushed up against your diaphragm. We need to manually pull the stomach away from the diaphragm. Do you know anything about that, Belinda?
I do know a lot about that, unfortunately. And you seem to tried to help me with that a lot.
Yes.
Okay, let's fill up these phones for Dr. Joe at 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. And I bet you're seeing a lot younger and younger patients, because I think my 12-year-old has acid reflux. How can that be? How can a 12-year-old have acid reflux?
What usually happens with acid reflux is you probably ate a big meal at some time in your life. We all have. We've all been gluttons. And I find, and this is what I'm gathering from my 32 years of practice, the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm.
He takes after his mama.
Takes after his mama, like you. And we have to pull the stomach, as we do on you and him. We pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm, physically putting it back in place. And it works great, because I had this. I suffered for years with acid reflux and burping and bloating, and I couldn't figure out what it was. And one day I thought, what if we could adjust, as a chiropractor, I think adjust the bones, could we adjust the stomach? And I grabbed one of my interns at the time. I said, do this on me and see if it helped. And for the first time in years, I had no stomach pain.
Wow.
I always had some or more, but never none. And it changes your life when you start digesting your food again.
Well, I've started him on probiotics.
Good.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Yay me! Okay, we're speaking with Dr. Joe Esposito and his new book, Prescription for Extreme Health. And if you read the book, it will take you there in lightning speed. And one of my good friends. Folks, get on the line, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll take your calls right after this.
Now, back to Belinda Skelton.
Dan, thanks, Scott. We're enjoying this great Saturday afternoon talking about how to keep you and get you in your best health, and doing that with the help of my buddy, Dr. Joe Esposito, and his new book, Prescription for Extreme Health. And Dr. Joe just helped me get in my extreme health with a little alignment.
Oh, I just adjusted her at the break. Yes.
Uh-huh. You know, it's something we do. I'm like a fainting goat. As soon as you walk by, I just hit the ground, and then we do a makeshift adjustment.
Yes. See, all women should melt when they're near me. I agree with you 100%. Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, if you want to give us a call and speak to Dr. Joe, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Like Hillary. Hillary, you're on WSB. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Dylan?
Good. What's your question or problem for Dr. Joe?
Yeah, so I heard you say the moving of the stomach, and my ears immediately perked up. I've had kind of digestion problems for as long as I can kind of remember now. I do take probiotics. They seem to help a lot. But if I eat too late, really at all, it's obvious that my food is not digesting in time. And I think my stomach is not in the right spot now that we're talking about it. So I was wondering if you could kind of elaborate on that for me.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the number one thing I see in my practice is back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain as a chiropractor. The number two thing I see is stomach issues. And so many people have acid reflux, burping, gas, bloating. I always joke that 80% of my patients have digestive problems and 20% lie, you know, because so, everybody's got something. So, yeah, what happens is you go to my website. I got a really good article on there. It's called Gastroesophageal Reflux Disease, GERD. And it talks about the techniques we use. And we gently take the stomach and massage it down away from the diaphragm and move it back to its normal position. And I had it for years. And when I fixed mine, it was great. And Belinda will vouch for the fact that it works great.
Now, it doesn't stay. You have to keep kind of putting it back there for a while.
Eventually it'll stay. But yeah, it usually takes a few shots. If you want to make an appointment, go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe, and we can get you set up.
Yeah, of course. What initially causes the stomach to move, though?
Usually a big meal pushes the stomach up against the diaphragm. That's usually it.
All right. Thank you. Hope that helps you, Hillary. We're going to take more of your questions at 404-872-0750. You're listening to Atlanta Living with Dr. Joe Esposito as guest, talking about extreme health. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're having a blast here this afternoon. It is 35 minutes after 2 o'clock, 59 degrees, but it's gorgeous. Cornflower blue skies out there. And it's also time for the McDonald's Weekend Prize Pack. How about a pair of tickets to see Elvis Lives? Elvis Lives.
I want that. Can I get that?
Elvis Lives on Thursday, March the 9th at the Fox Theater, and a four-pack of tickets to, this is what I want, Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena. I love the Gladiators. So for caller number three at 404-741-0750, that's 404-741-0750, they walk away with both of those. Elvis Lives and Gladiators home game tickets. Okay, that was the voice of Dr. Joe Esposito, one of my good friends and author of the book Prescriptions for Extreme Health. So give us just a little bit. You have more diplomas than I could fit on one room in my house. But run down about your qualifications just so people know you. Okay. You have some street cred.
I got some street cred, dude. I'm board certified in chiropractic, orthopedics, pain management, double board certified in nutrition. So that's five board certifications. I have a BS in clinical nutrition. I'm a retired dietitian. My first book was an award winner. I'm sure this one hopefully will be too. I have 23 certifications in allied health. I've been in practice over 32 years, and we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge.
There you have it. See, so he is very qualified.
And my show.
And
my
your show, your radio show, which airs on Sundays.
Sunday mornings, I'm on WSB, this station, and Sunday nights from 7 to 9, we're live, so I get to sit in a big girl chair where you are on Sunday nights, and then I take calls.
Just like this.
Yes.
And we're taking your calls at 404-872-0750, where we're going to speak with Mike. Mike, you're on WSB. How can we help you today?
Hey, Dr. Joe.
Hey.
Hey, I got a couple problems with my back. I've been going to a chiropractor for about 8 months now.
Uh-huh.
They took an x-ray of me. I'm missing my lower disc. And I call them vertebrae. I'm not sure really what they are, but you have five on each side.
Right.
I have four on my lower side on each side. And my left leg is a quarter of an inch shorter than my other one, so I'm wearing these special orthotics in my shoes.
Sure.
Now, I keep on going back to this chiropractor. They lay me on my side. They crack me. And, you know, they put me on a little stretching machine and twist me, you know, left and right.
Sure.
And it feels good, but it feels like I've got these two knots on each side of my back. And when I twist to the left, hurts really bad. I mean,
yeah.
Should I go for a second opinion or should I keep going to this chiropractor?
I never want to take a patient away from another doctor. I'm real careful about that. But it never hurts to get a second opinion because every one of our tables in all our offices are traction tables as well as adjusting tables. And we pull apart the vertebrae very gently. And as we open up that disc space, we can pull fluid into those discs. Because,
okay.
Yeah, so I like to do the therapy along with the adjustments to help open up those disc spaces. And, you know, I have six doctors on my team. So if one of us doesn't get all the results we want, we'll say, hey, Dr. Irwin, come here. Dr. Catherine, take a look at this. You know, Dr. Terry. And we have a team that we can go to and say, what would you do in this situation? So, yeah, in our office, we have six different opinions. And so that's kind of helpful as well. But it never hurts to get a second opinion. I agree with that. Sure.
I mean, you know, I feel definitely 100% better, but this pain on my side just will not go away. I don't know why or what. Maybe I should get another x-ray.
There's a muscle in there called the psoas muscle, P-S-O-A-S, and a lot of times the psoas muscle spasms, and we can adjust till the cows come home, which is great, but we also have to massage or work out that psoas muscle. So you might want to start there and ask them to check your psoas and see if that's an issue there.
Okay. All right. Now, those super greens you're talking about, I heard you talk about a month ago. And I forgot about it. Would that help at all? Or?
Those things are amazing because it's really the minimum amount of nutrition you need to get your day going. And I take it. Kids take it. If a kid won't take it, you mix it with some frozen bananas and some coconut milk and make a smoothie out of it. The stuff is pretty amazing. And I don't think I could go a day without them. So it's certainly going to help your health. And will it help the pain? Hopefully, yes.
Okay. Now I can find that on your website?
Yeah, drjoeesposito.com or just Google Dr. Joe with the first Dr. Joe to come up.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks for your call. Okay. So for the super greens, what do you mix it with? It's a powder.
Oh, I don't do dairy products. So I do coconut milk, almond milk, cashew milk. I eat basically whatever on sale. And I put it in a jar, shake it up, and then drink it that way. Because it doesn't have any artificial preservatives or emulsifiers. So you got to kind of shake it a little bit. Get a little elbow grease in there.
So can we put fruit in there?
Absolutely.
Okay. Because I need to. Can we put chocolate?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
As long as it's organic chocolate.
Okay, good. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. And Wanda, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
I wanted to ask about his new book. Is it available in audiobooks, and where can I get it?
It's not available on audio yet because the book just came out a couple of weeks ago. We've got a lot of requests because the truck drivers all over the country are calling me saying, dude, where's the show? So I got to get it on audio. But you can go to my website, drjoeesposito.com. You can just order it there or pick it up in any of our offices, Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge.
So it won't be in bookstores?
Not yet. We haven't gotten there yet because I self-published it. And so I find that my first book, almost every copy I sold didn't go through bookstores. It went through me personally doing it. So I'm not sure if I want to waste time with a bookstore. So
from your office from your...
Website or his his office.
Yeah, your website or your office.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Everyone should get at least two copies.
All right. Thank you so much. Now let's talk about how you say that you have an easy way to lose weight.
Yes, and this is the
and you say easy way to lose weight, and my ears are like ding ding.
Yeah,
ding.
Your tail started wagging. I saw that. It was amazing when I said that. But you don't need to lose weight. As beautiful and youthful as you are, you don't...
Let's let 10 just fall off, okay?
Okay, 10, you just want 10 to fall off. Okay, there's something, I have a chapter in a book on it. It's called intermittent fasting. And what happens is, in a nutshell, is that you eat something and it takes about 8 hours to digest it. After that, then your body starts burning fat. So one of the tricks I do, because I used to be extremely overweight, I have stretch marks on my chest, the back of my legs, so I get... this whole food addiction thing.
TMI, by the way.
You don't need to know that? Okay, you want to see? I'll show you now. Okay. When my show becomes a TV show, we'll do that.
Okay.
Okay. And what you do is have a lunch. You can have a big lunch or a late lunch, and then not just skip dinner. Just have some water if you want to, but don't eat anything else aside from water till the next morning.
Wow.
And so after 8 hours, your body starts becoming a fat-burning machine. And if you can do this, start with one day a week. Once you do it two or three times... you're going to realize how good you feel by not eating, because one of the biggest consumer of energies we have is digestion.
Mm-hmm.
So when you skip digestion, you're going to feel great. And I tell you what, if you do this, you'll probably, once you get the body tuned, maybe after a week or two of doing this, you'll probably lose a half a pound every time you skip a meal.
Okay. And then you also say to give you 24 hours and just eat raw salads.
Yes. That's another neat trick that you can do just to see what it's like to feel good. And so few people ever feel good. They always feel heavy and bloated and sick. And you really want to try to feel good as quickly as possible. And if you could just do 24 hours with nothing but raw fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds.
So I'm doing that for breakfast as well.
Exactly.
A salad for breakfast.
Why not?
Okay.
Yeah. So go breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, just have raw fruits and vegetables, some nuts and seeds. You will be blown away by that night how good you feel.
So you're not a fan of cooking your vegetables, I'm gathering.
I eat probably maybe 60 to 70% of my diet raw, but I'm not asking you to do that. But try it and see what happens. You'll be blown away.
24 hours of just raw vegetables.
Fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds. 24 hours all raw. See what happens.
Okay, I can.
And if it doesn't work, so what?
I can do anything for 24 hours.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with John. John, you're on WSB. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. What's your question for Dr. Joe?
Yes, sir. I enjoy your show. I like to listen to you all. I listen to you all the time. My question is the difference between a bioidentical testosterone cream or a testosterone injection. Are the side effects going to be the same?
In theory, the bioidentical one is going to supposedly be better, but my approach is this. Your testosterone is different than mine, it's different than Belinda's, then different than Julia's, then different than DeMarco's. We all have different, slightly different testosterone. So what I'd rather do is I'd rather have you start making your own testosterone. This way we know it's exactly what you need. And there's two organs in the men that make testosterone, the testicles and the adrenal glands. Most of us have burned out our adrenal glands. So I would say if you need to get on some adrenal supplements, and we've got several at my office that I use. I personally take Eleuthero and Withenia every day because, I'm in my mid-50s and I want to make sure my hormones are good, and not just testosterone, but all my hormones. So I feed my adrenal glands, and if somebody needs more work, we can even get them on testicle support and see if we can get you making your own testosterone. That's the approach I like to take.
Okay.
And then as a chiropractor, I'd always check the nerve supply to the testicles and to the adrenals to make sure you don't have pinched nerves either. So.
Gotcha. So is that all on your website as well?
If you call my office or just go to the website, drjoeesposito.com, you can contact us and then we can put together a testosterone protocol for you in supplements.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Great. Our pleasure.
Thanks
for your call, John. Good luck. So if your body is deplete in something or is no longer making it,
mm-hmm.
Can you take supplements or manipulate where you can force the body to start producing that hormone
In most cases, yes, because even with women, you have the ovaries and your adrenal glands. And if the ovaries, you know, if you're past menopause, the ovaries may not be kicking in like they used to. Then you start feeding the adrenal glands to kind of take up as your secondary. And like I said, most people have burned out adrenal glands. Bags under the eyes, chronic fatigue. These are all signs of adrenal malfunction. And then when you start feeding the adrenals, you can become amazed because the adrenals help with inflammation. As a chiropractor, of course, that's big to me. Hormones and act as an energy. They give you adrenal. Your adrenaline gives you energy.
Okay, so if you're, so if you have blown out your adrenal glands, you have a supplement that can boost them.
Yes, the Super Greens, the essential source. I think everybody should start on that. Unless you're on blood thinners, then we can check that for you. But then I get on it. I take adrenal supplements every day. Super Greens, an essential source, every single day.
Okay, I'm gonna try this Super Green stuff.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to the phone lines and speak with Margaret. Margaret, you're on WSB. How are you today? Oh, there we go. Sorry about that, Margaret. How are you today, sweetheart?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. How can we help you?
Yes, I almost lost my thought listening to all this other good stuff. But I have this problem. I guess it's the digestion. When I lay down, it hurts when I swallow.
Sure.
Right up at the chest area, up at the neckline.
Yep.
And I mean, it'd be a bad hurt. I have to hold it to swallow.
Oh, yeah.
And then my stomach, if I lay on my back, it makes all this growling, churning noise.
Yeah, it sounds like you have the stomach up against the diaphragm. And what we do, like we said, you massage the stomach away from the diaphragm. But also, as a chiropractor, I want to check the nerves going to the stomach, too. Because 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. So you can have a pinched nerve and not know it, but it can be affecting an organ. So we want to check the nerves that feel pain and the nerves that don't feel pain and the digestive system, get you on a good diet. And I tell people, give me 60 days. If you want to come in as a patient, the average treatment I'd say is about 60 days. Let's do the chiropractic. Let's do the stomach. Let's do the digestion. Let's do the diet. And almost everyone, I can't think of anyone who hasn't come out the other end and go, wow, that was just amazing.
Okay. And then I heard about you were talking about the vinegar and water and you drink it in the morning. What's the difference? I wanted to drink mine at night. Is it a difference when you drink it?
It's nice to get your day started, yeah, but it's raw organic apple cider vinegar and about 2 tablespoons. But if you have to do it in the evening, that's perfectly fine. I'm okay with that.
So raw organic apple cider.
Yes, Ahmad and I were just talking about that in DeMarco before we went on the air. So.
All right, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, more with Dr. Joe Esposito and his Prescription for Extreme Health book. Taking your calls, 404-872-0750. We'll be back right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thanks, Scott. And here's our final segment of Atlanta Living. It goes by so fast when you're having fun.
I know. Is it? Oh, no. We got to do this more often, you know.
We always say that.
And we never do. We need to do it this time.
We need to do it. Okay. We're going back to the phone lines. We're speaking about how to have extreme help. And Tori in Atlanta, you're on WSB. How are you today, Tori?
Doing well. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I was listening to Dr. Joe talk about the stomach manipulation to get it away from the diaphragm. And ultimately, a lot of times when I lay down at night, I will almost feel like I have issues breathing.
Yeah.
And I had gastric bypass surgery about 12 years ago.
Sure.
Traditional Roux-en-Y surgery. So I don't know if that's even an option for me anymore.
Oh, yeah.
And
absolutely.
That's what I wanted to find out.
Absolutely, no. Because what happens is a lot of people with sleep apnea, when they lay down, the stomach pushes up against the diaphragm. The diaphragm has to drop down for you to suck air into your lungs. So usually if you're overweight or if the stomach's against the diaphragm, the diaphragm isn't dropping, you're not sucking air in, you stop breathing, you wake up, there's your sleep apnea. The other thing I find with sleep apnea is I want to check the nerve in the neck. The fourth cervical nerve controls something called the phrenic nerve. Fourth cervical vertebrae controls the phrenic nerve, and the phrenic nerve controls your diaphragm as well. So we always want to check that as well.
So the bulging disc in my neck would also have an issue with that.
Look at that. I'm psychic, huh?
No.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of things you want to do for that. And you want to get it fixed because, you know, the average life is 26,690 days. You want to live everyone to its fullest. And the biggest complaint I get, and I've been in practice 32 years, is why didn't I do this sooner? Why did I suffer with the neck pain, the back pain, the car accident injuries, the acid reflux, the bad diet? It's really not hard to do when you get the nervous system working, digestive system, and the diet. So if you want to make an appointment, go to my website, drjoeesposito.com, or just Google Dr. Joe. You can get Super Greens, Essential Source, my book. If you have questions, send them to me through the website and tune in 7 to 9 Sunday nights, and that's my show.
All right. Thank
Absolutely.
You so much, Tori. And you're listening to Atlanta Living. You can check me out at BelindaSkelton.com and follow me on Twitter at WSBBelinda. And Dr. Joe Esposito, this is a great roadmap for living your life the healthiest possible way. And I'm going to try at least two things.
Go for it, baby.
All right. See you next week, folks. Stay tuned. Monica's next.
Thanks so much.